Good morning. It's time for our...
Yeah.
It's time for our... What the hell are we doing? Oh, yeah. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we have with us Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Farm management, also yard management, green and growing things and stuff like that. We've already talked about using crabgrass as a forage, mm-hmm. but in case you don't have large creatures roaming your property, specifically your lawn, and you want to get rid of the crabgrass, you have some hints for us.
Yeah, today we're going to talk about a weed and how to control it so that you don't get crabby. So crabgrass is a commonly found weed in Kansas, and it's this time of year that we can put down a herbicide to help solve some of those crabgrass issues that we'll run into later in the summer. So for most of eastern Kansas, crabgrass will begin germinating around May 1st, making April 15th a great target date to get our crabgrass preventers down so that those active ingredients have time to disperse throughout that soil profile. But what about this year? I've already received multiple phone calls. Ryan, we're warm. Can I go ahead and put my crabgrass preventer down? You know, I think this year we probably can. I do think we're probably a week to maybe 2 weeks ahead of schedule, judging by temperatures and the fact that we're greening up. I would say the safest bet, let's not go by a calendar date, the safest thing to do is start looking around. Eastern red buds, when they start to go into bloom, so eastern red buds are the trees that are going to have like a purplish to a pinkish colored flower. When they start to bloom, let's get our crabgrass preventer put down. That is a great telltale sign of when that crabgrass is going to germinate. It's going to be a couple weeks after those trees have been in bloom. So.
I used to have a couple of red buds till my husband decided to prune them.
Don't have that to tell you now, but
nah.
Luckily, if you drive down, you know, 59 Highway,
right.
You can see a bunch of
yeah.
them. So,
and those nasty Bradford pears, but yes.
So the herbicides we're going to use to control crabgrass are pre-emergent herbicides. Basically, they keep the seeds from developing into mature plants. Now, contrary to popular belief, we don't kill the seeds, and we're not keeping those weed seeds from germinating. It actually allows them to germinate, but then kills them as they're really young, small seedlings. So before they pop up through the soil, we're still getting good control of them. But crabgrass preventers don't last forever. Okay? Typically, we get 60 days, you know, of use out of them. So again, if on a normal year, if you wanted to put them down March 15th, that still gives us until May 15th, to get good control. And again, that crabgrass is going to be germinating around May 1st, typically. But microorganisms and just natural processes are going to be working on this crabgrass preventer or these herbicides from the minute that we apply them. So it's going to be breaking those down. I just don't want you to be putting them on too early so where we don't have enough to fend off that crabgrass there at the end of the season. So not every seed's going to germinate the same day, so we got to give ourselves a long window there to prevent that. There are two products that do offer season-long control. So some can even be one of these products can even be applied in the fall of the past year and still offer some good control. The other one need to put down probably in March and then would offer season-long control until the next year where we'd have to reapply it. Those two products are Dimension and Barricade. They do a really good job. They're going to cost a little bit more, but for homeowners that their spring is extremely full and jammed-packed, we want to offer some flexibility there. So those are two products that give you some of that flexibility to get your crabgrass preventers on. If you are in the process of planning or have a lawn, or if you're going to have to thicken up or overseed your fescue lawn, putting down a crabgrass preventer is also going to prevent your tall fescue seed from germinating. Okay, or not germinating. Again, it allows it to germinate, but it's going to keep it from coming up because the crabgrass preventers don't know the difference between a crabgrass seed and a tall fescue grass seed. They're both grasses, so it's going to allow them to germinate, but it's going to kill them just shortly after. So if you're thickening up a lawn and you're working really hard at that, let's not put down a crabgrass preventer in that area. But with that, if you guys have questions regarding when to apply crabgrass preventers, please, just give me a call at the office. The office number is 785-448-6826.
I think this kind of proves the old adage that a weed is just a plant that its uses haven't been discovered yet. So crabgrass can be the bane of your lawn's existence, or it can be a handy forage thing.
A weed is just a plant in the wrong place at the wrong time.
There you go. Kind of like a Bob Ross thing. We don't have weeds. We have happy little accidental plants.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for coming in, Ryan. Always a pleasure to talk to you and always informative. What? We'll see you next time.
Yes, ma'am.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.